The opioid epidemic in our country has had many victims, but perhaps the smallest are infants born to mothers who are addicted to these drugs. Tara Sundum has worked in neonatal units all over the valley for 23 years, and recently she's noticed an uptick in the numbers of babies born with this syndrome called neonatal abstinence syndrome. So she and another nurse decided to do something about it. They are working to open Hushabye Nursery, a place specifically designed to treat these withdrawing babies. I sat down with Tara recently to talk more about why she thinks this is necessary right now.
You know, it used to be maybe in one of the big units that I worked at, we would maybe have one or two at a time. And now we can have five, six, seven, eight at a time. And when they're there in the NICU, if they require us to give them medication to withdraw, they can be there for up to 8 weeks. I've seen a baby that needed to be there for 3 months.
Right. And these babies have very different needs, it sounds like, than every other newborn.
They do. When you see a baby withdraw, it's heart-wrenching. They have the highest-pitched scream. I wouldn't even call it a cry. They arch their backs. They have tremors. They are jittery. They can't control it. They sweat. They sneeze. It's just heart-wrenching. And to see this, you just know that the environment from the neonatal intensive care unit, which is bright lights, monitors beeping, high energy, adrenaline rushed nurses and doctors, it's just not the environment for these infants. If you talk to an adult and ask them about withdrawal, pretty much everything that they go through, we see in a baby. It's just a baby can't tell us. The one thing that we do know that helps is to decrease the stimulation as much as possible. Mm. So the intensive care unit is not that place. They need to be in a dark, quiet environment. They need to have someone there that can meet their needs as soon as they stir. As soon as they do a wiggle, somebody needs to be there. When you are in the neonatal intensive care unit, you know, you're dealing with premature babies. That's pretty much the environment that that type of unit was created for. If a baby isn't breathing, a premature baby, and their monitors are going off, we are going to go to them immediately to save them, obviously. And the baby that is screaming, I'm a NICU nurse. The thought was, if a baby can cry, they're healthy enough.
Right.
We get to them secondhand. If we don't get to these babies when they start spiraling, is what we kind of call it, it's hard to get them back. It's hard to get them back together.
Right. So you've seen this really increase in recent years, and the numbers will show that. And do you think that's due to this opioid epidemic in the country that is so destructive?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most pregnancies that we see that result in a baby with neonatal abstinence syndrome, they're not planned pregnancies. These moms aren't saying, okay, I know I'm addicted, and so I'm going to go have a baby. This is just, okay, darn it, I'm addicted, and now what can I do to make this easier on my baby?
Right.
These families, these moms feel very, very guilty. So we've kind of had to change our philosophy, our thought processes in the NICU and in the country to realize that truly substance abuse is a chronic disease. It's not a choice. It's something that happened, and now we have to figure out how to deal with it.
So if you have used these kinds of drugs at any point during your pregnancy, can your child still be born this way? Or if you do quit at some point during the 9 months, will that help?
Yeah. Well, okay. So you would think that, well, just stop. Stop. You're pregnant. Just stop what meds you're going to do. You'll lose the baby if you just cut off completely. The likelihood of you ending up miscarrying is very high.
Wow.
So we don't recommend that. Nobody will recommend that. And then as far as the possibility of weaning a mom off of the opiate during pregnancy is very controversial still. Most thoughts are that we just keep them on a prescribed medicine. So we get them off heroin, we get them off whatever illegal substance that they were on, put them on methadone or Suboxone or whatever is the appropriate medicine, and they maintain them. Mm-hmm. There are some studies that show if you wean the mom during pregnancy, there's a higher incidence of relapse. So, you know, being able to just keep the pregnancy healthy is truly what the goal is.
So I wonder, is it difficult as a nurse when you're seeing infants go through such pain to not judge those parents?
It is. It is. I have learned, though, everyone knows somebody that's addicted. You talk to anyone and, you know, it used to be, oh, that was that person. They're, you know, bad. They've had this happen or whatever. It's everywhere. So I think through that, I've just developed more of a compassion. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you really have these, some of these moms that really are trying and we just need to give them the resources to be successful, not saying that they're all going to be successful, but we're definitely not doing what's right now. So giving the parents the tools that they need once we discharge these babies to make sure that they thrive and they're successful is what we really need to do. And it's a total change in our thought process.
Yeah. I wonder, how do you deal with this personally? Dealing, like, this sounds so heart-wrenching to watch this. How do you cope with that?
I think you look at the good outcomes, you know, when you see a mom that has not bonded with her baby, she comes in, the baby's just having the hardest time. You put the baby together with the mom and all of a sudden the baby relaxes. Mm-hmm. Or we call some nurses baby whisperers. You can't get them settled at all. And it's like, okay, we need to give them more medicine. We need to do this. We need to do that. Nothing's working. And they're just screaming. They can't sleep for maybe 5 minutes at a time, if we're lucky. When you finally can get them settled and you're holding them tight closely and you can just feel them give in, and they give in to the point of, I can finally sleep. It's that little point of success that makes me go, okay, we're doing the right thing. We're making it a little bit easier. It sucks, but a little bit.
Tara Sundum is working to open Hushabayo Nursery, a place specifically designed to treat babies with withdrawing symptoms.
And you're listening to the show.